Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today we are looking at the subject of prayers. This is another listener request, and I want to make sure we do it justice. So we will be looking at gift of prayer and how prayers help us connect with God, help us hear what we need in our hearts, and balance our days. Now, prayer does numerous things, and so what I pray for and how I pray may be different than how you pray and what you use prayer for. And my feeling is that since no one is the same, that's all right. The important thing is that you are connecting with God and giving Him your love, your energy, and your time. And so often when I'm praying, I'm thinking of the people around me. I'm thinking of something that maybe I've heard that day, or sometimes I'm praying for information, advice, or to just gain some kind of clarity in something I'm going through. I also like to pray for people, even if I don't tell them that I'm praying for them. I just like to stop and take a moment and just connect with my higher power and to just focus my energy on sending love and light their way. And so, you know, prayer for me is something that I rely on every day. It helps me get through the tough moments. It helps me get through pain. It helps me control things in my life. Sometimes I get a little bit kind of agitated, and I have to just stop myself and realize that things aren't going to always go my way, right? And so sometimes, in addition to telling myself, okay, this is just not going your way, I tell myself that maybe if this is something that you need to get better at or do better with accepting, you can actually seek guidance from the Holy Spirit. You can actually go to God and ask for His assistance. And so recently, I released a book called Prayers, Peace, and Praise. And in that poem, I really delve into why people pray, how they can pray, and I give you a lot of encouragement through some of the prayers that I use to help me go through my day. And so, however you choose to pray, you know, I just am thankful that you are doing that. And whether anyone else hears your prayers or not, you know, if you share them like I do occasionally share mine, or if you keep them quiet or you pray with a friend, all of those are wonderful ways to prayer and show God that you appreciate your life. And, you know, some people don't actually find enjoyment each day. And I tend to think that's because they lean towards their own understanding more than they lean towards trying to find a mutual balance and connecting with God. I could be wrong. But my preference is, for me at least, to continue to have God as a focal point in my life so that I can stay balanced and I can maintain an optimistic view of life. I would hate to think of where I would be if I didn't have the knowledge of there being God, a higher being, a creator. I mean, I think that that's probably one of the strongest guiding forces that was passed on to me by the people in my life, my parents, my grandmother. And it's something that's very, very sacred to me, and I think to a lot of people. And so often you'll find people who are upset, conflicted and they don't know where to go, what to do, who to turn to. Whereas when someone has prayer in their life, they know that they can turn to God. They know they can, you know, ask the Holy Spirit to come into their life, to touch them at that moment, to provide them with knowledge, with wisdom, with direction, and to actually even, you know, to give them correction when needed, right? Because I think that when people are looking for God in their life and connecting with Him, they're not looking because they just want to always be right. They want to always have everything great, but they want to also be truly understanding that, you know, life is full of unseen circumstances, and while we don't know what's always going on, God does. And so when we take time to gather ourselves and to either sit with our Bible, or even if you're not holding your Bible, just close your eyes and to bring your focus back into your heart, which is where I connect with God at, in my mind. That's where heart, God always lives, is in my heart. It helps me come up with the words I need to make sense of things going on in my life. And so prayer, you know, is one of those individual things. It's something that you can do whether you're on the bus, you're in your car, you're getting ready to go to sleep, you're about to eat. You know, you could be at school, you could be dealing with a situation where a bully or somebody is attacking you, or you may be in just a moment where you just want quiet and peace, right? There is never a bad time to reach out to God in prayer. It just doesn't exist. I believe that God is always ready, willing, and able to come to us and give us exactly what we need to make it through the day. And so I believe that each day is a miracle, a blessing, and an incredible opportunity for us to connect with God. And one of the best ways that we connect with God is with gratitude and devotion. And so whether you can see prayer as pleading to God, as, you know, begging for, or just simply asking, I don't know which word you want to use, God is there for you. And so prayer is a tremendous blessing. If you stop and you think about it, it's like your Father has given you a sticky note, right? An invisible sticky note that is like gold. And you can at any time in your life stop and say, hey, I need the time with my Father, and just close your eyes and pray. God is there. He's listening. He's ready to help. And He will provide clarity, comfort, relieve stress, anxiety, reduce fears, and help direct your focus back to His will. And so when you take that time and you pray, you invigorate your spirit and you allow God to empower you to persevere through your challenging moments. And so, you know, if you are not having any challenges, honey, God bless you. And that's a beautiful place to be. But unfortunately, a lot of us are facing challenges. And some of us are really good at just walking through it. Makes me think of that Tiptoe Through the Tulips, that song when I was a kid. Some people just have that disposition and nothing bothers them. And that's a blessing. With me, I have more of a, I feel like my energy is always feeling around for what's going on. I'm always picking up other people's energy and unfortunately their stress too. So when I get a chance to pray, I'm like, thank you, because I needed this moment to just reconnect with you. And so I thought I would lead you through a simple prayer, an impromptu prayer, just based upon what we've just spoken about, and see what we get together, because I want us to really think about how you can pray, and I want to show you how simple it is to pray, so that if you want to pray and you're not already doing so, you can find a way to do that with me today. Okay? So I'm just going to ask you to close your eyes and to just bring peace into your mind, into your heart, and to just feel connected and one with the Holy Spirit. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you today and I ask you to help me find the words to help bring knowledge and understanding and peace to your children. Help me find the words to gauge what we each need in our lives so that we can connect with you more deeply. You know your children's hearts. You know what they need. You know what they don't even know they need. And so what I want to do today is to just help lead someone there out there listening to my word now closer to you. I want them to understand and to see that you are a willing God, a loving God, an encouraging God, and that you are not holding anything against us. You just want to hear from your children. We know that you are the ultimate Father, the perfect provider, and the amazing protector. Father, you are the apple of our eye. You are the keeper of our heart and the lifter of our spirit. Father, we know that when we don't know where we should go or what to do, that you have already figured out our path and you're only waiting for us to approach you and ask for your guidance. Dear beloved Father, we just appreciate you each and every day. Father, we appreciate what you put into our hearts, what you feed into our minds. We appreciate your word in the Bible, and we know that you know our deepest hearts' desires. Father, thank you so much for being with us today as we just help each other connect in this world and we do our best to do your will. Loving Creator, amazing Provider, we appreciate and love you every day. And we ask this simple prayer through your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. And so that is just a prayer that I came up with right now as we're speaking. And I hope that you see that it doesn't have to be anything large, or doesn't have to be full of large words or any idiosyncrasies. It just needs to be full of your love, your integrity, your sincerity, and your desire for knowledge, love, understanding, and growth. And so the other thing I want to tell you is that if you do want additional help in how to pray, there are many, many books out there, not just mine, but there are other ones out there as well. And I think that when you pray, you'll be able to see more of God work in your life. You'll be able to hear Him speak into your heart. And you might not hear it the same way that someone else hears it. It could be that you get a feeling that you should be going right and the directions say go left. Or it could be a situation where you literally hear something in your heart and it says, I love you. And you don't know where that's coming from, but you hear it. Don't doubt that God speaks to you, because I believe God speaks to us every day. We just don't stop long enough to really tune into it and hear it, you know? Don't feel that if you don't hear it the same way someone else does, that God isn't speaking. Because I believe God touches our lives 24 hours a day, even when we're asleep. And you just need to be open and willing to hear the love of your Father. So I'm going to close out our time today and just thank you for being here with me. And we'll be back again soon to give you more encouragement, love, and inspiration. Wherever you are today, you are loved, appreciated. Have a good morning, a beautiful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. God is with you every day. Goodbye.
We get bombarded with a lot of messages throughout the day. Some good, some frustrating, and some that creep in and wear away at our souls. Sometimes it's hard to just sit with God in the stillness and truly hear what His heart is for us. Having a good devotional to encourage you to draw nearer to the one who loves you most and spend time in his word can make all the difference in the world. Author and poet C. Melita Webb is passionate about celebrating God's goodness and encouraging you to speak life and love over every person and circumstance. In her sixth poetry volume, Prayers, Peace, and Praise, Guidance for Prayer Through Poetry, she beautifully alternates scriptures with prayers and poems to help you focus your attention on God and listen for direction from His Holy Spirit. I had the honor of recording the audio version of Prayers, Peace, and Praise, and it absolutely touched my heart. Many of the prayers, poems, and essays expressed the things weighing on me at the time and gave me the chance to bring those things to God. Even the scriptures Webb includes were exactly the words of encouragement I needed. If you need life spoken over you today, follow the link in the show notes to pick up your copy of Prayers, Peace, and Praise, Guidance for Prayer Through Poetry, available in print, Kindle, and audiobook formats.